We learned a lot of interesting stuff producing this Tuesday show. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to 10 minutes of commercial-free current events for the classroom. First up today. The British flag was lowered over Helmand province in Afghanistan this week, a symbol that the UK's combat mission in the country is over. Britain's defense minister says Afghanistan is no longer a safe haven for the Al-Qaeda terrorist group, and that the country now has a chance of a better future. In a recent BBC poll, though, most Britons said the war was not worthwhile for the UK. Afghanistan is still a dangerous place where terrorist and insurgent attacks happen regularly. The U.S. combat mission there formally ends this December, but the U.S. and Afghan governments signed a deal last month that will allow American troops to stay in the war-torn country. From Southeast Asia, we're headed out into the Pacific Ocean to the island state of Hawaii. On the Big Island, scenes like this near Kilauea Volcano are pretty common. It is the most active volcanic mass on the planet. But this particular lava flow is threatening a village named Pahoa, so much so that a main road through town had to be closed, and officials say Pahoa's 945 people need to be ready to evacuate. Most have already left. The lava has crept over fields, a fence, a cemetery. After accelerating over the weekend, it was moving toward the town at the speed of about a foot per minute. That's fast for something 150 yards wide and incredibly destructive. Kilauea Volcano has been in a constant state of eruption since 1983. This particular lava flow started threatening Pahoa in June. We're setting sail this Tuesday. It's a boat to be awesome. Say hello to the sailors of Oceanside Middle School. They're casting off from Oceanside, New York. Next, it's nighttime. The Golden Knights of Welch, West Virginia are on the roll. They're at Mountain View High School. And gather around the table with more knights. DeLong Middle School in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Thanks for watching Day or Night. 1 week from today, Americans will be voting in the country's midterm elections, and there's a new political poll out from CNN ORC International. It indicates that almost 7 in 10 Americans are angry at the direction their country is headed, and that 53% disapprove of President Obama's job performance. But he's not on the ballot. Lawmakers are. And as far as Congress goes, the poll showed that 85% of Americans don't approve of how it's doing its job. What could this mean next week? Well, we'll let Jonathan Mann explain that, as well as what exactly is going to be on the ballots.
How angry are Americans at Barack Obama and the rest of the men and women they've put into government? Or to put it another way, how good do they feel about their elected officials? Well, we're about to find out, because millions of Americans will be going to the polls November 4th for what are called midterm elections. Midterm because they fall halfway through the president's own term. Barack Obama's name will not be on the ballot. Instead, we're talking about state and local officials and lawmakers at the federal level. Members of the two houses of Congress, 435 members in the House of Representatives, and about a third of the U.S. Senate. Now, the House of Representatives is re-elected in its entirety, or elected for that matter, every 2 years. Republicans have a majority there. That's not likely to change. In the Senate, where senators serve 6-year terms, about a third of the Senate faces election or re-election every 2 years. This year adds some vacancies, and there are 36 Senate seats up for grabs. We're expecting the House will stay in Republican hands. The Senate will be the real battlefield. The Republicans there are hoping that they can pick up a few seats. The Democrats have a majority. The Republicans hope to have their own majority there when the ballots are cast and counted. The White House, though, stays in President Barack Obama's hands, which is to say a Democrat in the White House will be looking at a Republican-controlled House of Representatives and a Republican majority probably in the U.S. Senate. What does that give us? Well, it's what Americans already have, divided government. Washington has seemed nearly paralyzed because Republicans and Democrats don't work well together. When all the ballots are cast and counted this time, they're probably going to find they've got more of the same.